Oh, hey Todd, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay, Tina. Tina, listen, I'm not I'm not going to move forward with y'all. I canceled my APN and everything.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 7th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior. So there is a $199 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come July 7th, it'll reoccur to $398, and it will continue to do so until this settles. But how come you're wanting to cancel?
It's been months since March. I've gotten nothing from your advertising. I'm not showing up on Google or nothing from APN, nothing from y'all.
Okay.
Since March.
You signed up with us on April 7th. And in the terms and conditions, we do disclose that first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. So you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you a ton of work. But the problem is that Google was asking for you to do a video verification, and we've reached out to you numerous times trying to get that done. What's happening behind the scenes is that prior to first page placement, Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when Google asks for that video verification, it's a quick process. It takes less than 10 minutes, where you go on and you upload a couple of things to show that you're a real business, you know, be it that if it's a license or a registration or insurance, or if it's a, you know, work vehicle with a Florida license plate or an invoice with your address. So once you upload a couple of things and Google sees that you're a real business, then they allow it to be published and ranked on the first page. So that's the only hiccup is that for some reason on your end, and I see that Sherry Stingley from that department, she says that she reached out to you on numerous times. She put 5+ attempts video recording. So I guess she's been calling and texting and sending the emails, and for some reason that was never completed on your end.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes people get intimidated by that email too, and I want to let you know, I can resend it if you like, but when it says video verification, number one, you don't have to stress out about being on like a live Zoom call with a Google rep. It's just a little video that you upload info to, right? Secondly, there's about 7 or 8 things that are acceptable to Google. Some of them I mentioned, like a business license, a business registration, so on and so forth.
I still feel like I was lied to right out of the gate by the rep that sold me things. I don't know where he was coming up, but he told me it was going to be like $199, one-time thing and all this. And, man, you guys have taken, between APN and all, thousands of dollars out of my account already.
Not like, us. I don't know if you're dealing with another company.
I don't know how I even got with Splash. I don't even know what.
Yeah, we charged you $199 on April 7th. And then the second $199 was due on May 7th, but it didn't go through till May 23rd. And then this is the third $199 that's due. So, yeah, it's you haven't been paying us thousands of dollars, but you might
I don't even know how I got with you guys. This all started with the APN. And the next thing I know, I was with Splash and something else on there. And I haven't paid attention to it.
It all started with what? An ATM, you said?
APN, it was called.
Oh, APN. Huh.
Yes.
What is that?
I have no idea. It was some marketing deal.
Oh, that wasn't us. So, one thing I will tell you, Todd, is when you signed up with us, we had you put a security question and answer on file, which is your mother's maiden name. The answer is Brown, right? So when the reason we do that is you pay $199 flat a month with us. And once you're ranking on the first page, it doesn't matter if you take on 5 clients or if you grow your business and you take on 50 clients, you're still paying that same flat rate. You don't have to pay extra per phone call or per lead or anything like that. Okay. But sometimes people will get phone calls from other companies, which in your case, it sounds like it's this APN, and they think somehow it's associated with the programming that we're doing. And so I always tell them, you know, if they're asking you to spend more money, since you don't owe any more money, it's all paid in full with this, just ask them, hey, do me a favor, can you confirm the security question and answer that's on file? And if they can't confirm it, then politely hang up the phone, because chances are it's some type of a...
You just broke it down better than it's ever been explained to me. Now I get it, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I want to stay with you.
Okay.
Can you reach out to me on Monday and I can pay you this? I can't do it right today.
Yep, 100%. Or if you like, I can update the card now and then just set the invoice.
I never got it yet. I actually just had to cancel my personal card all because of this APN and I thought you all were tied together.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I don't even know who that is, but yeah, I'm happy that you canceled the card. So, you know, hopefully that will end whatever drama you had with them.
Yeah. They were hitting me for $398 and $199. The $199 I thought was you.
Oh, I see. Well, it was in April and May. It was, but it wouldn't say APN through your bank. It would say local
flash. No, that's
what
I'm saying.
What I mean?
It says all this stuff says APN. I called my bank and put a fraud thing against them.
I was just going to tell you, you should. You should tell your bank it was fraudulent, so hopefully they can get some of that money back for you. You know what I mean?
I should get it all back, but they got thousands of dollars from me, and I've never gotten anything from them.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I couldn't even get a hold of them again.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm glad to help, and I'll send you my direct line on
it. The way you just explained it, so you're handling the Google and all, and then I need it. So send me that email again. We'll get this straightened out by Monday.
Okay, you got it. Okay, so I'm just going to send you a little reminder that says, you know, your account is in suspension, but it will have my direct line on there. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way,
I know
if anything,
your name.
you can always call me if anything changes.
Listen, I want to apologize that I put you in the whole group of all this stuff that's been going on.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, but moving forward, also, if anybody calls you and they're saying that they want you to sign up for anything and it's going to cost you more money, tell them, hey, I'm working with Local Splash. You have to talk to them. If it's a scammer, they're not going to call us, right? but it's a good way for you to defer that information away from you so you don't have to deal with
it. I feel so much better now.
Oh, good. Okay. So you got it.
You've explained it and broke it down because I just signed up for a Yelp page. I've gotten 75 calls about the Google stuff.
Oh, no.
I just keep hanging up because people can't even speak English.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm exaggerating by 75, but I get at least two, three a day.
Yeah, I believe it. There's these Mickey Mouse companies out there, and what they're doing is they're outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with if it's a legitimate company, but the problem is if they're not legit, it's impossible to get a hold of them because they're overseas. You know what I mean?
Why not?
So,
and that's what I thought all this was, except for you. You're the only one I've ever talked to, really, except for the guy that originally signed me up for APN. I've never been able to get a hold of them again, so I put a fraud thing in yesterday.
Oh, that's terrible. That's really terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah. Well, now you have my direct extension, and we'll get this all squared away for you. And do me a favor.
Send that to me on an email, and like I said, by Monday, we'll get straightened out. Call me Monday, and I should have no problem with your $199.
Okay, I'm also going to resend you the one that says action needed, Todd, start Google video verification. If you have 10 minutes between now and then, get on there and do that. That's going to help you tremendously, okay?
I'll do that Saturday with my son.
You got it. Yeah, and then, of course, if you have any...
We play golf every Saturday, so I'm always with him on Saturdays. So as soon as he gets on golf, I'll have him come in and do that with me.
Isn't it nice when they're grown like that and they still want to hang out with Dad on weekends?
You know,
that's awesome.
You know what's crazy? Well, wait. You know what's crazy? You just said that. I just had a daughter who graduated high school. She's going to college down here in Florida next year. And,
yeah.
I was saying, you know, I always want my kids to get older so I can hang out and talk to them like adults. But now that they're there,
yeah.
I look at their pictures when they were little babies. I want them to be babies again.
Isn't it crazy? I know. I have four that are grown and six grandkids, and I know how that is. It's like, it's so sad because even like I was telling someone the other day, because they were kind of complaining, oh, my son goes to baseball on this day and basketball on this day, and I'm so busy and blah, blah, blah. And I said, look, you're going to miss it one day.
Absolutely, man. Well, I'm blessed with two little granddaughters, so.
Oh, that is a huge blessing. Oh, how fun.
Yeah, I got a 10-year-old, and then I just had a new granddaughter delivered on the 18th of February.
Oh, congratulations. You know what? You're a busy grandpa now. That's awesome. You know, my oldest granddaughter is also 10, so they're the same age. That's so funny. Yeah, they're a lot of fun, and it sounds like they have grandpa wrapped around their finger, huh?
Oh, God. Yes. That's like my girls do, too. My daughter's like, the boys are, I don't know, it's a different relationship.
Yes, I agree.
Girls and boys are a totally different relationship.
Yeah. You know what? That's funny because most of my grandchildren are boys. I have four boys and two girls, but my family, I had three girls and one boy, and I see it. The girls were always... I don't know, just a little bit closer to the family. The boy, he's just always off doing his own thing. And now he's 30 and it's the same thing. He loves us and he's close to us and he'll one that will go out and play golf with me on Saturday if we make plans to. But if not, he's always off doing his own thing, you know?
Yep. I know. Both my boys are grown, married with their own kids.
Oh, that's cool. Well, don't tell him I said this, but I hope you beat him on Saturday.
I beat him. I've been playing a lot longer than him, but he beat me.
I love it.
Already.
Oh, good. Well, then that means he's a fast learner then, right? If you've been playing that many years and now he's
a golfer.
Oh, yeah. He could have been lucky that day, right?
I'd like to say that, but I've been playing most of my life, but I don't play enough. And I'm not like a big competitor like that, should I say. Like, I go out there to enjoy the company of my son and the day and drink beer and forget about the world.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. You know what? That's so refreshing to hear because I talk to business owners day in and day out, and you would be shocked how many that tell me, I work 12 a day, 7 days a week, and I always tell them, that's great, but you have to take some time to enjoy it too, you know?
Yeah, we try to play every Saturday together.
Perfect. Oh, that's so cool. I love it. So thank you for sharing that. I think I'm going to start making a weekly type of event.
He's coming on with me full time, so we'll be together every day once we get this thing moving.
That'll be so great. Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful. So, and then eventually he'll probably take over the business, too. But you know what's great is I always think the family businesses, there's so much more morals and ethics and just pride that goes into work when you're a family business. So that's so great. I love it. So,
well, my father got me started when I was 15 and my brother when he was 15. So we've got like almost 80 years of family operated business.
That's and you know what? It actually says on your website, Todd Smith and Todd Smith Jr. So that must be the one that's going to eventually grow the business, huh?
Correct.
Your son? Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Well, listen, we're closed on Saturday and Sunday. So if you have any hiccups uploading that video on Saturday, which I don't think you will because your son will be there to help. But if you do, then we'll just tackle it on Monday when I talk to you because I could always get you over to the verification department and they'll help you. But it's a quick process. It only takes 10 minutes, and I think you'll be fine if he just follows the instructions in the email, okay?
Tina, thank you for explaining it the way you did today. You're good at your job.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, thank you. I enjoyed
talking.
Because
I was kicking all y'all to the curb.
You should. Kick everyone to the curb, and if anyone else calls, say, hey, you have to talk to Tina before I do anything. And like I said, if they're a scammer, they're not going to talk to me.
Yeah, well, I did. I already, like I said, I sent in, what's the name, Home Advisor, Angie, and APM. I reported them all because it's just, they're bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, we deal with, I don't know who APN is, but we deal with a lot of the Home Advisor and the Angie clients, and I know people are telling me that they're getting charged up the yin-yang for all these leads that are turning out to be, you know, someone calling looking for
half
a job or 100.
Half of them can't even speak English.
Yep, yep, I hear. And then they say, oh, they'll credit me back if I report it. But the problem is it's so hard to manage because it's happening all the time, you know?
they don't credit you back, believe me. I called and complained
really?
About all the leads that I couldn't get a hold of and stuff like that. And they got some excuse about, so I canceled them and reported them to my bank.
Good for you. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? They're the same company. They were called years ago Service Magic.
They
got bad reviews, and then they turned into Home Advisor, and then they got bad reviews, and now they're going by Angie. So that's a red flag in itself when a company has to change its name three times, you know?
I used them when they were Service Magic.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Were you aware that they were the same company that just kind of rebranded?
Yeah, I've been with them three times now, and every time turned out to be the same bullshit. I thought maybe they'd get their shit together, and they never did.
Yeah, they never did. Yeah, because I deal with their clients, and I'm still hearing horror stories. But I'm never one to talk negatively about another company, but I'll always tell people if they ask me, hey, what I've heard hasn't been favorable, you know?
Well, you know, Tina, I'm glad you just said that. It shows me the morals that you had because, you know, I had a client I was with yesterday. I've done pretty good with Yelp so far, but it's not enough.
Oh, good.
You know, I can't get enough from them. I need my Google. But at the end of the day,
right.
I tell them all the time, like, because a lot of the clients are honest. They're like, well, we're getting two more S's from this one. I'm like, yeah, they've been around a while.
Right.
That's all I say.
Yeah, that's
around,
the same thing.
They've been around a while, but with me, you're dealing directly with the owner. That's the only thing I can say about myself. I have nothing to say about them. I said I've never heard a complaint. I've never
you.
Heard good or bad.
I love that, you know, because there's some people that their whole presentation is about knocking other companies. And I'm like, well that doesn't tell someone what you're going to do for them, you know? So the way you said, hey, if you call us, you get the owner.
Well, I think when you do that, you lose your own credibility.
Exactly. Yep. So, well, it's so nice to talk to someone of the same mindset, too, you know, because a lot of people don't get it. But I'm always
like
that, you know. Yep.
I've been in business myself for 29 years, and the only reason I'm even advertising is because I'm in a new area. Nobody knows me.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to make a note here that you're a family business with over 80 years of industry expertise, because I think that that's going to help you with conversion. So once you're ranking on the first page, that's what we specialize in, right, is giving you exposure. But I also want to make sure that now you're creating that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling for a potential client to work with you, you know, even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So anything like that, like you told me that, you know, it was passed down from your dad and now your son's going to take over and you've been doing it, that's huge. So I will put that in the notes here so that on Monday when we talk, I can send that to the technicians and they can start doing some revisions for you, okay?
All right, great. And you
All
have
right.
a great
well,
weekend, and we'll talk on Monday.
Thank you. Sounds perfect. You as well, Todd. Okay, take care now.
Thanks, bye-bye.
You're welcome.